when you mix a lot of trauma, a lot of injuries, and a lot of mental illnesses. Some diagnosed by doctors, some I diagnosed myself, but that's another story. You get a pot of a bunch of foolishness, a pot of a mess, and that is me. Hi, I'm T, and I'm a mess. But my injuries from the military gave the doctors the reason to give me the medicine that I needed, so they say. My trauma was happy that the doctors gave me the medicine that I needed, and my mental illnesses made me believe that I wasn't taking enough, so I had to take more. And according to standards, that made me an addict. So after I tried to fight the addiction with myself, I was like, you know what? This is not going to work. You're going to die. Your daughter's going to find you dead. Or somebody else is going to find you dead. And you have so much more to fight for. So I said, you know what? I'm going to kill myself. That was my option. So I tried to kill myself probably about 5 times within a 2-month span. And then I had to go on a little vacation. Some of you guys have probably been there. It's usually the 3rd floor of a hospital. Some call it the mental health ward. You get juice and crayons. But it was the best 2 weeks of my life. And then I was like, you know what? Once the insurance said I was healed and I had to get discharged, I realized I can't listen to the insurance. I have to keep going. And maybe it's time for me to be sober. So I got discharged on a Friday. That Monday, my now husband and I jumped on a plane to go to Florida from Baltimore. And I was like, you know what? You're going to rehab. Anyone who's ever gone to rehab, no, you don't go sober. So I pulls out my lunchbox. I didn't have snacks in it. That was in a book bag. But my meal of choice was pills. So I pull out my lunchbox, and I have all of these different pills and all of these different cocktails because one last hurrah before I go to rehab, right? So I get this cocktail together, and I take all my pills because they give you just enough to take about 12 pills, you know, in your nice standard cup from the airline. So I took my pills, and I doze off, and I'm off to la-la land before I get into, till I walk into sober land. And kind of like Mike said, I didn't have a problem with my addiction. And I had a problem with getting sober, right? And so I was going to go down fighting. So I'm on the plane, and my automatic clock wake up because us addicts have an automatic clock and wins the next time to feed our addiction, right? So my clock go off, and I wake up, and I look to my right, and Jerome is looking at me, and I feel somebody here, and I look up, and it's the stewardess. So she's like, is everything okay, ma'am? Yes, ma'am, it is. Can I have some more water, please? Because I still had some more pills I had to take before I went into rehab, right? So when she walks off, Jerome says, well, do you know, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Why was wrong? And I didn't know that I had started to seize in the air. And they were going to do an emergency landing for little old me because they thought I was having a problem. The only problem I had is that I needed some more water so I could take some more pills. So I took some more pills and I get on the ground and I get to rehab. And it was beautiful. I'm like, I'm in Florida. I'm going to be able to get a tan. I'm going to be able to swim in a pool and, you know, try this sober thing. It wasn't quite like that. It really wasn't. The outside was really cute. The lobby was really nice. The flowers were real. And then I got in that door that don't open until it's time for you to come back out. And behind the door, I felt like I walked onto the scene of one of my favorite shows, Orange is the New Black. And I was like, oh, man, so this is rehab. And I was like, this can't be real, right? And so when I looked around, I was like, okay, you're one of a handful of people that look like me, a handful of black folks. And I'm like, okay, so this is going to be an interesting experience all the way around. But then the door's locked. And I'm like, well, why the heck are they locking the doors? I asked my roommate, and she's like, oh, they're fighting. Oh, okay. We're locked on the floor while they're fighting, right? And she's like, yeah, we're fine. But it was the people next door to me, right? And I'm like, oh, man, first night. Okay, all right. So then they're like, well, you want some meds? No, I don't need any meds because I still was high, right? My pills hadn't died down yet. I was about 3 doses in, so I was still floating. No, I'm fine. Where's the food? Because I was hungry, right? Fluffy tendency, sorry. So I'm like, you know, where's the snacks? I heard we can eat good in rehab. If nothing else, I heard that we eat good in rehab. So I'm like, well, what time is meal time? What time is snack time? And so they're like, no, you know, not yet, this, this, and this. And so I'm kind of looking around because I'm still kind of high, but I'm still taking in that I'm away from my family. I'm away from my daughter. I'm in this whole foreign state where I didn't have any connections to anybody. And it was a challenge for me. And so it was a stretch even for me last night to think that I went somewhere completely new, but I knew I had to so I can be sober, right? And even though I didn't stay the whole 90 days there, because I was like, that's just going to be a bit too much. Because in, you know, any addict, we all feel like we're healed, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm good. Just send me home. I'm fine. But in reality, I actually am. In October 17th of this year, will be my fourth year of sobriety from no prescription pain pills. And I still have 6 herniated discs. I still have fluid on my brain. I still have all of my military injuries that require medicine, according to the doctors. But I know that my God is a healer, and he has kept me, and he continues to keep me through. And then my daughter, right? Because my daughter kept calling me, and she's like, Mom, they keep saying you wasn't there when I called. And she's like, but I told them, I know my mom is there because you need to let me talk to her. And so when you look into a child's eyes, you have to say, you know what, for her, I have to do something different. And so I'm proud to say that I fought through my addiction, even though I laughed about rehab because everybody had their stories of rehab. We can all sit around and kind of chit chat and laugh, but in the moment it wasn't funny. And I also realized having a conversation with one of my neighbors there is that she told me I didn't look like an addict. And so even in a rehab situation, I had to be questioned of whether I was an addict enough to be there because I didn't look like an addict. And so my challenge is to everyone that's watching and listening that an addict doesn't have a look. An addiction is an addiction. It can be all kinds of addictions, and we're all human. We all deserve grace. And thank you for your time.